Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG Brawl Stars Guides.
I'm SharpShooter354,
and I'm Julia Sassif.
Today is the 30th episode of BSG,
and the second episode of our side series,
Rate It.
And so the first time we rated an update, which was last update, we didn't really, you know, put it in a side series, but now we're making a side series called Rate It, and basically we just rate the updates.
And we're also really excited that we got to 30 episodes. Every 50 episodes we're gonna celebrate.
Yeah, but yeah, 20 episodes is a long time away.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, but anyway, let's go on to the ratings. So what we're going to do is for each section that we talked about in our update info video, we're going to rate it with a letter grade like A, B, C. And then we're going to have an overall thing where me and Julie Assassin both say our own opinions and we rate it out of 10.
Yes, and just so you guys know, you probably already heard us, but sometimes our voices are muffled when we say it together. It's Rate It, not Rain It.
Okay, and so, and also remember that these are just our opinions. So, like, if we say something, if we like something and you actually don't like it, or we say that we don't like something and it's actually, like, your favorite, then don't take that offensively because
it's... Don't take that personally.
Yeah, it's just our opinions. So, let's go on to Surge. So, we think that he is a decently balanced brawler, definitely.
We think he's very interesting because...
He is a ramp-up brawler.
Yeah. And we think that he's an A.
Yeah, but let's go into more detail about the decently balanced thing first. So, we think that he's decently balanced. He was a little underwhelming at first, but then they actually buffed him a little bit. And so... Yeah, and then we think that he's very, very interesting, like ramp up brawler and all that stuff. And so, yeah, we think he's an A because we think that Supercell did a good job making like a ramp up brawler, which is something Brawl Stars didn't have, and making him look really cool and have really cool voice lines and stuff like that.
And I just love his sunglasses, but that's not what I was going to say. And his... If you get close to his super when he does it, it actually does 1,000 damage, plus it also gives him the ramp up.
Yeah. Well, actually, it does 1,400 damage.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, we think that Surge is an A, and so now going on to the Brawl Pass changes. So, there are definitely more rewards because there are 10 more tiers.
Definitely. And... Now you can collect rewards, in any order that you want. So, like, say I actually did this. Say you have gems and me and SharpShooter384 are saving up for a box opening, which we always are. And there's, like, two boxes in front of the gems. I can hit the gems and still get them.
And so, yeah, we really like that, and we really think they improved it. But we have one problem, which is that this season, we think that the Brawl Pass was definitely a lot more pay to win than the last Brawl Pass.
Yeah.
And, like, Surge is a little more interesting than Gale. They're about the same balance, but he's, like, in at least in my opinion, Surge without the gadget or star power is a little more interesting than Gale without the gadget or star power. But, like, yeah. But with both of them maxed are equally interesting to me. But, yeah, and there are 10 more levels, so the Brawl Pass provides even more value, and there's an extra skin. So we just think that this is, like, a better update for pay-to-win players.
So we gave this a B.
Because we really liked it a lot, but we had that pay-to-win issue, and so, yeah.
Maybe this is just my opinion, but I think we were about to do B+, but we just stuck with B.
Yeah, so now on to the skins. Now, we really like these skins. We really think they're all awesome. Like,
they're really awesome skins.
Like, Mega Beetle B just looks amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, King Crab Tick, and I can't remember the name of the Jackie skin.
And there's actually not very many...
expensive skins. Yeah. There's, and I know, it's Ultra Driller Jackie or Mega Driller Jackie.
I think something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, we really think that Brawl Stars is getting better and better when it comes to skins.
Yes, and there are true skins like True Silver and True Gold, but you have to get the True Silver before the True Gold.
So we really like that they added the True Silver and True Gold skins because players who have maxed out accounts and have just a bunch of gold sitting there in their account. Yeah, like basically all the Brawl Stars YouTubers, like yeah. Kairos, Lex, Coach Corey, Chief Pat, all of those guys, and a lot more. We don't have maxed out accounts yet, but we definitely think that when we do have maxed out accounts, these true skins will be really cool.
Yeah, so we think these skins are awesome, and we gave it an A.
And so now on to Super City Rampage.
So, it's not very original because it's basically just boss fight and what's the other thing called?
Robo Rumble?
No, it's not Robo Rumble.
But it's basically a little bit like boss fight. And so, we really like that they added another PvE mode, but like, there's not that much strategy involved after you get past like, probably insane 2 or 3. There's not that much strategy. You just do triple snare, bare bow.
But it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun mode. We just think that it's not very original and it doesn't have that much strategy.
It also has a glitch.
Yeah. And so we said we couldn't decide between these two, so we said either a C minus or a D plus.
I personally think C minus. I don't know what Charger 354 thinks, but yeah.
And so now on to rope fences. So we think that they're really good and really fun, but they definitely put them in like almost all of the new maps, a lot of the new maps, but we don't really think that's that much of a problem.
Yeah, we think they're an A minus. We just don't think they're like good enough to be A because like they're just rope fences.
Yeah, but we really like that they added rope fences in. And so, yeah.
So then next up is Hot Zone. We think it's really fun.
Yeah, we really, really enjoyed it. And so we were really glad that it's not permanent. And we also really like how they put it into the map rotation.
Oh, yeah.
Because before, like, I really enjoy all of the modes, really.
Yeah.
And so, like, let's say one day I'm really feeling like I want to play Siege, but then it's Bounty, and so I have to wait another day, and let's say it rotates to Heist, and then I have to wait another day for it to be Siege. So I have to wait 2 days for it to be Siege, and then now, if there's Hot Zone, now Siege and Bounty can rotate together, and Heist and Hot Zone can rotate together, so I really like how they did that.
Also, I just realized this, and it's not important at all, but Hot Zone starts with an H, and so does Heist.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, yeah, and we also like the maps, except there's that one map that I don't like, but I can't remember the name of
it's
it.
It's like...
But I'm not going to say it just in case it's anyone's favorite map. So you guys can take a guess at which one I don't like.
Yeah, so we think Hot Zone is definitely an A.
And so now on to pins. So we really liked that they added pins into battle, and we really, really enjoy using pins. But we think that pins are really hard to get because pin packs only pop up, I think it's once a week in the shop.
Yeah.
And they don't even give you that much. They only give you 3 pins.
They're not completely customizable.
Like me, Sharpshooter 354, I have all of the Gale pins and Merchant Gale pins, and it only lets me switch out the special. Whereas, like, if there's the Happy Gale pin, I want to switch out the Happy Gale pin with the Happy Merchant Gale skin pin, but it won't let me do that, and it'll only let me put it in special. And so I don't really like that, but that's not that much of an issue for most players, and so that's why we don't think it's that big of a deal.
So we gave pins B+, and we think that there's not that much BMing.
Yeah, because We think that we really like that you can mute it, and you can also not spam, because there's a 10-second, I think it's 10-second cooldown, yeah. And so we really like that.
Yes. So next is the trophy road. We think it's good.
Yeah, we really like the rewards, except for one thing, which we really like that it goes to 50,000, because that will be a lot of time until someone finally finishes that.
But the end only has boxes, which is unfulfilling.
Okay. So that's not really how I would have worded that, Julie.
Well, yeah, but that's okay.
But we really think, like, let's say one day there's like a player who's at like 45,000, like 47,000 trophies.
Oh my.
And they get to 47,000 trophies and they just get a box. Like, they probably already have a lot of boxes, and if they're that high in trophies, they probably already have a maxed out account.
Yeah.
So, like, we think that Brawl Stars could have added some, like, pins or skins at the very top of the trophy road, but we think that they also did a very good job, so we gave this A-. Yes.
Then we have the Crow remodel, and it looks good.
Yeah, we really like how it looks good. We also like the icon, but I personally liked the old one a little better, but it still looks really good.
And so now White Crow isn't horrible. Yay.
Yeah, White Crow used to be really bad in our opinion, but now it's good. So
yeah.
So and we gave the Crow remodel an A.
Because now it's not horrible.
Yeah, well, no, Crow always
looked
good,
but White Crow was not. I meant White Crow. Sorry, I didn't make that clear.
And so now we have one last category before we go into our overall rating, which is the gadgets. We think that 10 isn't that many, considering there are like 30 brawlers in the game. And we think that they're definitely exciting and good gadgets.
But we think that they're good and exciting.
Yes. Thank you for repeating that.
Yeah.
And
we gave this a B.
Because we think that because they're not that many and they're going to be spread out a lot, then that is why we gave it a B. And so that is all for everything except for our overall ratings.
Yeah. So the first thing we want to say is...
We think it's pretty pay-to-win based, because the most exciting thing about the update, well, I guess you could say this about last update, is the Brawl Pass, but the Brawl Pass is definitely a lot more pay-to-win than last season, and the stuff that's not the Brawl Pass is not as exciting, which makes it more pay-to-win, because the Brawl Pass is, like, one of the, like, main exciting things, whereas the other things aren't as exciting as they were last season.
Yes. And so we think that, something got in my face.
And so we think that it was a little overhyped, like with the newspaper thing and like everyone getting super duper excited.
Yeah.
And then like it turned out to be like, you know, not as good as everyone hoped.
And so we think that the next update will probably be big, since this one wasn't that big.
And so... now, for our overall ratings, me, Sharpshooter 354, depending on who you are, you might hate me for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. So, this isn't the part you might hate me for. So, one would be, like, one or zero would be the worst update in Brawl Stars history, and 10 out of 10 would be the best update in Brawl Stars history. So, here's the part that you'll hate me for, is that I think that this update is a 4.5 out of 10. Now, I really think that the two main things for this update were the Brawl Pass, which I think was a little pay to win more than last season, and Super City Rampage, which I don't think is that original. And so... yeah, I liked Surge, and I liked the gadgets, and I liked all of the little details. We did do a little nitpicking, but I really think that the big things, Super City Rampage and the Brawl Pass, like, weren't that good, except for Surge. I like Surge. But the small things were what I thought were good instead of the big things.
Yes, yeah, so then me, Julie Sasson, You guys might hate me for saying this if you agree with Chapter 2, 3, 4, if you just absolutely hate the update. But I gave it a 6 out of 10. And so the main reason for this and not getting it higher, so I like this new update, and I think that a lot of the small little details were good. I just feel like Super City Rampage wasn't that original, and it was kind of like based off of other modes. And I totally just forgot the second thing I was going to say. I had another thing I was going to say that was another reason. But that's pretty much the biggest reason why I gave it a 6 out of 10. But I think the rest of the update was pretty good. But I also think that the Brawl Pass was, like Sharpshooter 34 said, a little bit pay to win.
And so that is all for this episode. We really hoped you enjoyed and weren't too offended by our opinions.
Thanks so much for listening.
And this is Sharpshooter 354.
And Julie Assassin.
Signing off.